An important 10th year anniversary is coming up, but it's not one that I've been looking forward to. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin, and I'm here to tell you today about a special young man known simply as Coach Lapper. I first met Mike Lapperidge when I was an assistant hockey coach at Ann Arbor Huron High School, and he was just a ninth grader. He was a big kid with a baby face, a shy guy with an easy smile, just a big oversized puppy. I came back 5 years later as the head coach when Lapper, as we all called him, had just finished his first year as an assistant coach at the ripe age of 18. When I met the returning captain, Mike Henry, that summer, he brought a list of talking points. The first, you have no idea what you're getting into. The second, Lapper's our man. He's the guy we trust. Keep him and treat him right. This was not a suggestion. The team we inherited had not won a game in over a year. We had a lot of work to do, so we went to work. I was the drill sergeant, but Lapper was their big brother. When they felt like quitting, he was the one who kept them going. Day by day, little by little, we learned how to stretch like a team. We learned how to practice like a team. We learned how to dress like a team, green shirts and gold ties. And we learned how to play the game as a team. By our third season, we had become a top 10 squad. Lapper worked with a defenseman who cut our goals against in half, and he also made the locker room look like the Red Wings. When the players arrived, they saw their jerseys hanging up in their stalls. He loved the players, and they loved him. The best part is, both sides knew it. The players proved it after our second season, when they voted unanimously for Lapper to receive the Unsung Hero Award. I had never seen a coach win a player's award before. The picture of Lapper with a trophy in his hands, too choked up to speak, tells you just about all you need to know about him and the players. After our third season, Lapper's world opened up. He moved into his own place, he enrolled in nursing school, and even appeared in the pages of Car and Driver magazine, where he worked on the side. But the highlight for him was seeing his little brother Kevin play on our spring team. The first night they were on the same bench, Kevin notched 2 assists. After the game, Lapper went back to his parents' house for dinner and gushed about Kevin's play. For Lapper, life didn't get much better than that. Early the next morning, June 25th, 2003, I got a call from Lapper's mom. She told me Mike had been in a car accident the night before, and he died. Of course, I was in disbelief. And when I gathered the players later on that day in our locker room, they were in disbelief, too. Lapper was their big brother, and for most of them, he was the first person they were close to who had died. So many people showed up for the funeral, dozens had a stand in the foyer. We named the Unsung Hero Award, our locker room, and a scholarship in his honor. But ultimately, nothing we could do could lessen our loss. At his gravesite, in the shadows of Huron High in the VA hospital, where Lapper volunteered, the pastor said a few words. When he finished, I escorted Lapper's parents to their car, then walked back up the gentle slope, where I saw our players walking down without their gold ties. This was not how we do it, I thought, and on this day of all days. But for once, I said nothing. One of our captains came up to me, red-eyed, put his arm around me, and pinched the knot of my tie, and said, "Coach, we have a place for these." He walked me back up to the gravesite, where I saw 5 dozen gold ties draped over Lapper's casket. And that's when I knew. Lapper's legacy was not having his name on a trophy or a locker room door or a scholarship. It was helping dozens of boys become men. Something they carry with them to this day.